Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 18th chapter of the book of 1 Samuel, we learn of the escalating jealousy King Saul had for his servant David. We read, "And the women sang to one another as they made merry, 'Saul has killed his thousands, and David his tens of thousands.' Saul was very angry, for this saying displeased him. Saul said, 'They have ascribed to David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed thousands. What more can David have but the kingdom itself?'" You know, think about it. When is being a king, just not enough? When is having a loyal and successful servant such as David just not enough? When are your own impressive accomplishments not enough? Apparently, when you are filled with jealousy and rage. So Saul was the first king of Israel. Saul had led numerous successful military campaigns himself, and he commanded the respect and devotion of men just like David, who would have willingly, and this is true for David, would have willingly given their lives for their king. But Saul became incensed when he heard the cheers of his people, and when he heard the recognition that David's triumphs on the battlefield were greater than his own. See, somehow Saul could not appreciate people cheering his own accomplishments because they seemed less than David's. For some reason, Saul missed the fact that David's victories were his own as commander-in-chief. Saul was jealous, and jealousy wound up eroding, frankly, his common sense. Everyone will discover that there is someone, somewhere in the world, with more impressive accomplishments or greater possessions or better looks. There is always someone greater than ourselves. Now, we can either become jealous of that reality, or we can be thankful for who we are and for what God has allowed us to do in life. Life is not a competition. It's not, and it is best when it's not competition, but rather cooperation. I mean, how different our communal existence would be if we celebrated all the accomplishments within our human family as if they were our own. You know, when one of us does well, the entire family is blessed. That's the truth. The good deeds of others should fill us with joy, not jealousy. Let's pray about that. Lord God, it's an embarrassing truth, but there are times when the accomplishments of others perturb us. In fact, we can feel more satisfied with someone's failure than their success. And that's because too often we are jealous, Lord. When someone does something great, it makes us feel oddly diminished. We know it's wrong. We should not begrudge the success of others. We should celebrate it. We know that. You have given us thousands of reasons to be thankful in this life. It makes no sense to be jealous of those people who appear to have tens of thousands of things to be thankful for. Lord God, help us to gain perspective. Calm our jealous heart. Remind us of our worth and that our worth is not calculated against the achievements of others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.